Mountain View County, public participation campaigns hosted or co-hosted by the county attracted almost 6,000 residents and visitors in 2024, according to the Legislative Services report presented to Council on February 12. Top campaigns in terms of participation included the Classroom Agriculture Program at Olds, Didsbury and Reed Ranch, 139 students, Watershed Awareness Expo in Sundry, 510, including 450 students, Aggie Days in Carstairs, more than 1,950, including 450 students, Aspen Ranch Farm Safety, Agriculture and Environmental Awareness Camp, 250 students, and SPOG Neighbors Day Trade Fair and Expo, more than 2,500. Chris Etchison, Director of Legislative Services, prepared and presented the report, which highlighted various activities of department staff. Staff are planning to meet with the Area Information Coordinator from the Provincial Government's Forest Operations Branch in preparation for the 2025 wildfire season, he said. The agenda includes discussing strategies to enhance communication and preparedness for the 2025 wildfire season and explore ways to increase community engagement and awareness of wildfire safety, prevention and preparedness, he said. The report also included an update on grant funding allocations to community groups and organizations. Highlights included $135,651 for the REAP and ALUS Land Conservation and Enhancement Programs, $232,483 to the Cremona Recreation Board, $132,579 to Family and Community Support Services, $76,426 in Rural Community Grants, and $98,301 to rural community halls. The Olds-Didsbury Airport Rural Addressing Project has updated the addressing of airport hangars and infrastructure for emergency services, and proper signage is being provided to hangar owners, he said. Communication staff have been actively planning for the October municipal election, he said. This has included assisting with the development of the candidate information package and creating a dedicated elections webpage to provide residents with essential details. Efforts will continue throughout the year to ensure clear, accessible, and timely communications leading up to the election, he said. Council received Etchison's report as information.